Changing times faced America in 1970. Just 2 years removed from 1968, perhaps one of the most turbulent years in American history, 1970 held for many an uncertain future as the sexual revolution was underway. Drugs and rock and roll dominated many college campuses, and the voice of God ignored and unknown in many hearts. But the Lord's call to repentance was being heard in some quarters. On February 3, 1970, students and faculty members had shown up at Asbury College's regular chapel service at the Hughes Auditorium. They gathered for what they assumed would be one more routine meeting. Students were required to attend chapel services 3 times a week. Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky, a city of 4,300, about 16 miles south of Lexington, is an interdenominational Christian college whose roots are in the Wesleyan tradition of the Methodist Church. On that Tuesday morning, 1970, Custer Reynolds, Asbury's academic dean and Methodist layman, was in charge. Reynolds did not preach. Instead, he briefly gave his testimony, then issued an invitation for students to talk about their own Christian experiences. And there was nothing particularly unusual about such an invitation being made from the pulpit. One student responded to his offer, then another, and then another. Then, without warning, heaven broke loose during the 10 a.m. chapel service. Students started pouring to the altar, and the dam of pride broke under the presence of God. Many came weeping to the front to kneel in repentance. Others gave testimonies, including confession of sin. And all this was mixed with a spontaneous singing. Worship filled the air. Lectures were canceled for the day as the auditorium filled with over 1,000 people. Few left for meals. By midnight, over 500 still remained in prayer and worshiping the Lord. Several hundred committed their lives to Christ that day. By 6 a.m. the next morning, there were still 75 students praying. And through Wednesday, it filled again as all lectures were canceled. The time was filled with praying, singing, confessions, and testimonies. Many students, even professors, sought out others to whom they had done wrong deeds and asked forgiveness. Asbury, like many evangelical organizations, held annual scheduled so-called revivals with guest ministers and services booked in advance. This, however, was not the same. No one had planned it, and no one person was leading it. Tens of thousands were renewed, and thousands more were saved. News of the outpouring spread in the newspapers and on television. Strangers flocked to Wilmore to worship with students. Teams of students were sent out to other campuses and churches around the nation to evangelize and report what the Lord's presence was doing at Asbury. All the while, intercession was being offered up during the Asbury services for their success. The service, a routine meeting scheduled for 50 minutes, turned into a 185-hour, nonstop, 24-hour-a-day prayer and worship service, impacting for months and impacting souls across the states.